Australia orders fleet of prison hulks. 6th of August, 2006, says Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Canberra, Australia. Go on a news network. The Australian government has approved the purchase of 15 state-of-the-art prison hulks in a bid to slow the trickle of refugees seeking to enter the country. The prison hulks, each of which can accommodate up to 16,000 Afghans, Iraqis, Somalis, Pakistanis, West Papuans, illegal Indonesian fishermen, and pregnant Chinese women marked for forced late-term abortion in their home country, will offer the latest in cramped, squalid, oppressive, and unhygienic conditions, Australian Attorney General Philip Ruddock said yesterday. Quote, "We will decide who comes to this country and the conditions in which they're incarcerated for lengthy periods before being shipped back to the households they came from, at their own expense," unquote, said Ruddock, a vampire who is Australia's only openly undead cabinet minister. Most of the Vanstone-class hulks, which will cost about $800 million each, will be built by defense contractor British Anachronism Systems PLC. The rest will be refitted after being raised from the silt at the bottom of the Thames in London. Ruddock said that maintaining the fleet would not be expensive, as the refugees would be expected to provide their own food, that is, perhaps by dangling greasy scraps of cloth on fish hooks to catch albatrosses.
Albatross!
Jane's Defense Weekly editor Robert Hughes said on the Vanstone-class hulk he inspected last week at a regional arms fair in Kuwait, quote, "Windows were replaced with rags, and in turn rags had rotted away, turning into moist lumps of noisome impurity. The population seemed to be all outside, walking, standing, or sitting on steps. The tangled knot of children for whom childhood had been sucked out by the ascending stream of crime and disease," unquote. Ruddock says that such conditions were appropriate for refugees because they were, by definition, un-Australian. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering. Segment of UNnews, a movement of peace. The Buddha said, "Don't scratch yourself there. It's embarrassing." This has been Reverend Zim with a moment of peace. Thank you for suffering.